sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news. Except for before he does, somebody said, hey, man, I watched a guy try to inject beer in his veins once. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks. One little shot. Don't do this, Brady. You and Steve-O can run around. Another guy said he watched The Schindler's List. They brought it back in theaters for a little while, and he said, I'd never seen it in the theater, so I went. And that Valderie, Valdera, Happy Wanderer song that you play for Brady every once in a while made me laugh. And he said, in the middle of it, they started singing it. And he said, there I am laughing hysterically at Schindler's List. It's not a movie you want to giggle at. People stare.
That's my song and Nazis. Me and the Nazis. Tight!
Is that when they were running around naked? Was that when that song played?
That's my confession. I always have to.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I've not seen Schindler's List, which shocks everybody.
What?
I know.
You have not seen Schindler's List?
Not in one sitting. I've seen all the parts. And I could puzzle it together, but I have because I'm like
it's a load.
It's I don't know
a load
how
to
you
take,
do that.
It's a load to take it home. And
I can't stop watching.
Missed it. I know, yeah. And I know it's great. Every scene I watch, I'm like, this is brilliant. I need
the
to take time
red.
And sit down. But you have to at home to go. Hey, everybody, want to watch Schindler's List? Is a real daunting bad night. If you force yourself,
movie
in,
night for movie night
it's comes. Not- yeah. It's like, hey, everybody, I made some popcorn and some Kool-Aid.
Well, 3 day weekend's a good time for that.
Yeah,
because you know
sure. You got one day you want to be miserable.
And on MLK weekend?
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that.
Sure, why not?
And
you could do it Sunday night. I mean, it's a Sunday.
Mississippi Burning along with it?
Yeah, I mean, or Black Klansman. I hear that's great.
They're still great movies. You know.
I know, but it's tough to amp up for a whole night and say I'm going to spend the next 3 hours watching Schindler's List. If it comes back in theaters again, I'm definitely going. But I've not seen it all the way through in one spot. Everything I've watched.
You missed that opportunity a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I know. Evidently, it was out there, and I didn't know that. So, I got to watch it. But I have not seen it. I'm ashamed of myself for having not seen it, but I haven't. So, I don't know the Valderra moment, because it could happen anywhere. I have to puzzle it together in my own head. I think what I've seen, I got it, but there's parts I don't know. It's time for Brady to give you all the news. Only Brady knows. It's called The Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. All the football world spins, and fans of... You know, all the teams still left are going to be there. But you know what? If you're not and you just like football, head on down to Hooters. Watch some football. They're going to have all the games on this weekend and all the specials. In fact, why don't you go there for lunch today? 9 for $9 lunch menu featuring menu items for $9 each and every day, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Loving that. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hello. A
couple of Monday morning fun facts. There's a vault in Denmark under LEGO's headquarters. That holds a copy of every Lego set ever made.
It's so like the Millennium Falcon.
Is open. People can check it out.
So like the igloo.
The Norwegians have that cave that's full of every seed on the planet.
Say what? No, is that the Norwegians?
Isn't it the Norwegians?
We had that.
No, I don't think it's ours.
We need to nuke them and get that.
I don't think it's
ours.
I don't think it's ours.
Yeah, they've got all the... Like, they can grow everything
every
again.
Every seed.
Okay. But what, in
and
what?
The Dutch... Stash away the Legos.
Like in what, though?
What do you mean?
Like if it gets to the point where we can't grow anything anymore.
Yeah, where are we going to grow it?
Isn't that place... Yeah, what are we going to do with all those seeds?
In Denmark, it's the Legos, not the...
Museum, John.
Right, Holland. Yeah. We can't plant Legos. Let's not confuse the two and hope that Lego seeds. Yeah, interesting. What do we have buried? Secrets.
Yeah. Area 51.
We got a lot of that to get those seeds back. We'll be the reason you need those seeds. Scorched earth.
The most expensive restaurant in the world is called Sublimotion, and it's in the Hard Rock Hotel in Ibiza, Spain. The average price is around $2,000 per person.
My God.
It's heavy.
Better be challenge, a John.
Well, that's a challenge. Go spend that money. It's not how challenges work.
Fly to Ibiza and spend that money.
It's not a challenge.
What if it wasn't good?
Yeah, what if you had like an average experience?
Could you go to Yelp? I mean, what do you do?
It was okay.
I think I would stand up and scream right in the restaurant.
I just paid $2,000 for crap.
Average at best.
What the hell with Yelp?
I demand to see the chef.
And how about that, too? And you're like, hey, my steak's a little overdone. I like it really rare. The chef never makes
dog
mistakes.
Dog food? I'll show him dog food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do they still take it back? And the chef's like, what'd he say? He says, it's a little overdone. He's like, and just starts beating it. He will eat my insides.
Jim Carrey got paid 140 times more than Jeff Daniels for Dumb and Dumber.
He was the big star.
Carrey got $7 million. Daniels got $50,000.
Well, that's a heavy
$50,000?
Wow. Well, he made it back.
Yeah, he made it back.
He's all right.
$50,000?
Hey, he
that's
was
surprising.
Not the draw.
Yep.
Still, though, I mean, he's been around a long time.
That was a full-on Jim Carrey thing. That probably wouldn't have gotten made without Jim Carrey. That movie was just all for him. So, yeah, that is kind of cheap, though.
Only two silent films have won Best Picture.
The Kid.
Wings at the very first Oscars in 1929.
Yeah.
And The Artist, 83 years later in 2012.
Great movie, too. Mm. How about that?
There's a guy named Will Novak. He's 35 years old. He lives in Phoenix. I don't know if you heard about this, but he got an email about a bachelor party from a guy named Angelo. Will doesn't know Angelo. Turns out Angelo's friend sent him the invitation by mistake. They meant to send it to a friend who's also named William Novak. His email was one letter different than Will's. But when Will read the email, he thought, bachelor party sounded great. The guys are going to a ski trip in Vermont.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
They're supposed to bring 80s attire and some ridiculous, get-ups, I'm sure will happen on that. So he wrote back, I'm Will Novak, who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a far way for me to travel for a bachelor party, but and meet guys I've never met. That being said, effing I'm in.
Yeah.
Angelo's friends love the idea, so it's happening. Will set up a GoFundMe to pay for the plane ticket, car rental, lift tickets, and a wedding present for Angelo. Because of his situation was so ridiculous, he hit his $750 goal in a few hours.
That's all he wanted? $750 got him in?
Yeah.
Lift ticket and plane? Wow. Oh, he's flying Spirit Airlines. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And car rental.
Yeah. Why do you say I'm in and then you need to go fund me?
Yeah. If you're listening, Will, you said you were in, not we're in.
Well, now
in,
it's paid for.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, but $750, that's spending cash. I'd just take that for spending cash and then get myself a nice plane ride and a car that works.
He also set up a separate account if people wanted to donate for Angelo's first kid to help with the kid.
Yeah, that's weird. Hey, Will, if you want a dude to tag along, I'll pay my own way. I'm also in. You're out there listening, Will. I'll go with you. All you got to do is email me, holmberg@90@kupd.com, and I'll upgrade your tickets off that awful $750 rounder you just bought. I don't know where the hell you're flying.
Yeah, what is this, a Toledo trip?
Yeah, how do you get to Vermont for $750 round trip unless you're flying on a wing? Let me help you out, Will. But if you invite me along, I don't want to even cover in the room. Some flea bag room you're in.
Elizabeth Darlene Wilson is 31 years old. She lives in Minerva, Ohio. And she showed up to court on drug charges with a backpack full of drugs.
Mm.
She, it was a colorful backpack, and inside were all sorts of colorful drugs. I mean, the list was pretty impressive. But here's Minerva's
she's got them all.
Finest.
And she showed up to a drug facility?
Nope. It was just going to court. I got to face these drug charges. Well,
and this
already had her stash to sell, I guess.
How close to your house in Minerva? Is that near the C bus?
It's probably 45, maybe an hour away.
Do you ever watch Live PD, Franklin County, Ohio,
which is
Columbus?
Oh, yeah.
Is it eye-opening on what's happening to your city through television?
No, there's some sweet areas where you can get some action.
They're all over.
Yeah.
And I've not seen too many different people.
There's only three or four bubbles in there that.
Yeah. It's full on what you'd expect from Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
There's some, nice areas where just a couple of gated, little 4-foot fences that you can jump and run for hours and hide.
I see that
all the time on the Live PD.
They do.
They're out there for an hour still looking for the guy.
My favorite one this weekend was a lady who called the police on her sister who lives with her because they were in a, it was in Franklin County, Ohio. It was a domestic violence thing, and one of them was in a wheelchair, but she was standing up. She's like, "I'm in a wheelchair. I don't have the capacity to be fighting." It's like, "You're standing." All right. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. And then so they start to haul her sister off, and then all of a sudden, "No, God, don't take her away. She's all I got." I'm like, "Lady, you called us. You can't do it." And then she comes back up there, and the second they're like, all right, calm down," they start fighting again. I was like, "Well, we'll just get her out of here. This is craziness." I was laughing, happy as a clam that I'm not a hillbilly.
37-year-old Melvin Stubbs from Homestead, Florida. He was arrested on Thursday night after cops pulled him over for having windows that were too tinted. And they found more than 40 grams of cocaine in his car. Anyway, on the way to jail, Melvin started eating the car seat in the back of the police car. Before the cops could realize it, he had already done $1,000 in damage. Oh. It's a pretty expensive meal.
Not fooling around.
He was charged for cocaine trafficking, felony property damage, and resisting arrest. Here's his mugshot and the dinner plate car seat that he was chowing on. He got through a pretty good hunk of it.
That's real good. Melvin Stubb. That's a good look for a guy who eats car seats. His face is all bashed in.
Where's my uncle's
did the black
sauce?
Eye challenge.
What is that?
Where you run into someone's fist.
Oh,
that first glance.
Eye, not
I thought you said something else.
At first glance, Brady, that looks like white pee in the back seat of that.
Yeah, it does look like white pee all over. He did the black guy challenge, which I don't. I've seen that on black.com, and I am not interested.
Brady hasn't seen that yet.
The black guy challenge? Kendra Sunderland did it. Whoo, boy. She did it in places where, I shouldn't fit. And that Gomez character shows up with that forearm for a penis.
This was pretty amazing. Jake is a canine dog in Florida, Brevard County.
Wait a minute. Start again.
Jake is a canine dog in Brevard County.
What other option does he have?
A police dog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I meant to. Yeah, you're right. The letter K.
Right, I get it.
Police dog. Sorry.
It's one of them canine dogs. I'm self-aware canine dogs, you know? He knows so he was, a lot in life. It's to be a dog. It's why he's a canine dog.
His other friend, a dog, is also a canine.
Of, his mortality also.
No, I'm a feline dog.
He identifies as well in this day and age.
That's true. No,
he IDs himself. Is like, how dare you? It's cat.
Canine I left cat. The police side of it out.
I drove by. There was a Jeep on the road on the highway, and he had a big sticker on the back of his Jeep saying, "I identify as a Prius."
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
That's pretty solid.
Totes adorbs.
So Jake was sweeping a cruise ship. It's part of the U.S. Coast Guard station in Port Canaveral and discovered some drugs and ended up sniffing too much. They had to administer Narcan on him and saved him.
Good. There was that much on there.
He started going into seizures, and then they put that Narcan, and it rescued the dog.
I guess you don't really think about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Another girl, Holly Sansone. She's 34 years old. She lives in Portage, Indiana. She went to the Kohl's store in Portage and walked out with a boatload of bras and panties, two candles, and some air fresheners. Took off in her car, led the police on a high-speed chase. Got 100 miles an hour, hit 100 miles an hour a couple of times. Then they finally got her with the stop sticks, blew out all the tires, pulled her over. She ended up having, they recovered because on the way during the chase, bras and panties were flying out the window.
She was getting rid of the stuff.
But when they finally caught up with her, she still had 4 bras, 14 pairs of panties.
Quite a haul.
Yeah.
Wow.
Female criminal. I don't know how many more that came out of the windows.
Yeah, that's the most estrogen in a crime I've ever heard in my life.
We had one of our neighbors got in an accident in our area there in our neighborhood, and it was a hit and run.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 7 in the morning, so we're all like, well, they have to live here. Like, who driving around our neighborhood at 7 a.m.?
Nobody's going to be.
Yeah.
So found the truck. It was like a minivan, and it's just sitting in the driveway with the headlight tore up and everything. Mm. Turns out it's a 16-year-old girl, first time she's ever taken the truck to school.
Well, last time.
First time she's ever driven on her own.
And probably in the middle of it, threw a filter on Snapchat, was going, look at these bitches, first day drunk. Ah, I've got to go. Oh, no.
Yeah, and so, like, she's, and it was a hit and run, so her excuse was, like, I didn't know I hit anything. You hit a car with a kid.
Well, in
it,
fairness,
took a fender off.
Neither did Bishop O'Brien when he killed that Indian. Sometimes you mash stuff up and you just are unaware.
So that's a tough lesson.
Is a tough lesson. I was at Safeway the other night and a girl was 16. Her face was glowing. I could tell she was 16. Glowing from the phone as she drove through the Safeway parking lot and just like right up against her. I'm like, she's in a spotlight. This is, and I just stopped like loading the car with stuff and just watched her right over the curb. Still texting. And I'm like, she's still glowing. She didn't like take her eyes off of it.
This is scary.
I mean, my mom's stupid Suburban. This thing's hard to drive. Gotta tell somebody about it.
Oh man.
Yeah. But glowing faces. I'm like, we need these autonomous cars now.
One of the most amazing studies was conducted. John, and they completed it, and it was on cheese.
Okay.
This at McMaster University, they looked at 130,000 people from 21 different countries between the ages of 35 and 70 years old, and they found out that eating more than two servings a day of cheese, they saw major decreases in not only a risk of a stroke, but a risk of cardiovascular disease.
Fat guy food news.
They also found that while cheese did have an impact on those results, you can also see some pretty good benefits of consuming yogurt and milk as well.
Wow. Brady's propaganda.
Wow. So you're telling me
this is such that
two servings, massive amounts of cheese.
Not massive.
All right.
Two servings a day.
Every day eating a bunch of cheese.
Yeah, where they had always saying that it was not doing that, but now they found in this study.
Who did the study again?
Yeah.
McMaster University.
The
McMaster University.
Mm-hmm. Who paid for the study?
Yeah, I got to wonder all that.
Who got the grant?
Named Kraft. I don't. Tillamook?
We got to dig deep into this one.
It's a great study, Eric.
Confirms what he's been saying all along.
I told you guys the whole time, you pile in some cheese, just three or four bites a day.
Come on.
They do go back and forth on that stuff, but this one seems... You can have a little cheese, but you don't want to make it like habitual, daily habit.
Yes. Yeah, again, two servings.
Well, that's daily habit, though.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
Two servings.
There are days I go without any cheese.
Yeah, that's the...
There are weeks that I go without any cheese.
You make up for it. Yeah.
Making up for it isn't working.
If you have two pieces of pizza, that's more than two servings.
Sure.
Cheese.
That's probably
but
right.
But that isn't good because you're right. You don't do that more than the allotted amount.
Double cheese. You'll,
all right. You can defend it all you want. Go nuts.
This is pretty amazing. We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is this bus driver who is working in Milwaukee. And back on December 22nd, we're hearing about it now because the city posted the footage. This little girl was in a onesie in her bare feet, 28 degrees that day, just walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
And Irina was the name of the bus driver. She sees the girl walking down the street, runs out there, picks her up. Ends up the kid's mom, I guess, has some mental issues. And the dad thinks she left her outside while they are at church. And she wandered off.
There's Irina, the bus driver. Oh, she's got a kick-ass EDM kind of... I don't know what kind of music this is, actually.
Whoa. That's not something you're used to seeing.
It's the toddler There's on the side of the road. Selling drugs.
He's barefoot in a onesie and a diaper. Just running
that
around.
That diaper is full, too, man.
Oh, yeah. He's got good speed for two.
With the music.
Yeah, that's pretty hot music, though, watching this bus driver pick up this kid. Huh. It was less than one.
Yeah.
Some mobility. This was you, Brady, as a child, according to your mother. Just take off every once in a while in the diaper.
I would have had probably some food item in my
hand. And it was Kirby for a while.
Yeah, that's right. Kirby would. That's still the greatest phone call of my life.
So we were thinking about maybe watching some Hillbilly Hands. Hang on, somebody's at the door.
Is this
your kid? It sure is.
Look at that.
What the hell was that, Brady?
Some city worker just brought Kirby back to the door.
Where was she?
I don't know. There's city workers all over. It's safe.
Kirby's just running the neighborhood.
Kirby was gone. Brady's telling me about a terrible television show he just got done watching in like 10 minutes. And we were on the phone forever, like 10, 12 minutes of just chatting about stupid.
Hold on, somebody's here. Just
totally.
Well, that's weird. Doorbell. Hang on, I got to get that.
Could you imagine the guilt you would feel if your daughter disappeared and you were busy watching Hillbilly
and talking to me about it?
You gotta be kidding me.
So what was going on?
Well, I was telling him about this guy had his hand in a fish's mouth. And he's pulling him up. You can't turn away from that.
Wait a minute. Where's Kirby?
The kid snuck out.
The rest of your life would be
miserable.
You
lived in Milwaukee for a while, right?
I did.
Dahmer.
There's the end of that story, the line in the end of that
the
story.
The ninth lost or missing child found by MCTS drivers in recent years. The bus drivers have a second job.
Finding all these kids.
They're running the streets.
Babies wandering. And
man.
The Milwaukee baby gangs.
They just want out.
That's
man,
crazy.
That's a lot. What is recent years, though? Are we talking like a decade? That's one a year. I can accept that. It's odd that bus drivers.
You can accept that?
Look, if I was in Milwaukee, I'd be walking to.
Walking to Chicago.
I'd be getting out of here. I'm going somewhere else.
See, I got to get his hand in this fish's mouth. Hold on. I got to get in the door.
Hey, Kirby.
The best thing, because I could hear the guy in the other room. Is this your kid?
Sure is.
Here.
Imagine Ronnie comes home.
Oh,
oh my God.
Disappeared.
You'd have been flogged so hard.
I knew where she was.
How about this,
time.
Though? You didn't. And here's the better part.
There's no way.
If Ronnie would have come home and Kirby's like four houses down with a bottle hanging out of her mouth, just standing like, sup, yo? And there were no city workers to take her back. And Ronnie came back in and said, hey, do you know where Kirby is?
Hold on. So anyway, John, he pulled it out. And the thing wouldn't release off his... Ronnie is really staring at me all in one.
What?
Do you know where Kirby is? She's with you. I'm looking right at it. Jeez. Nazi.
Come on, he's going to pull out a lunker catfish. I'm watching this.
She was six houses down, Brady. Who?
That's enough.
Only six?
That was
She's
a pretty good
fine.
Day.
She's all right.
It was just such a great reaction. Is your kid?
Sure is.
Our front yard, too.
I'll never forget that.
That's why he really moved to a community like that.
Right.
Darn tootin'.
Get away with everything.
Well, you know, I don't know too many neighborhoods where a child wandering around isn't going to get picked up and, like, we better ask a few questions.
Sure.
For the most part, all neighborhoods are that way.
But in that hood, they know where the kid belongs.
Oh, yeah. They're going to spray his house.
When we had Rowdy Gooch ring the doorbell, he's probably two or three.
He got loose?
Yeah. Knock on the door. He's knocking on the door, and it was 9 o'clock at night. Oh, Rowdy!
He's wandering over.
He covered some.
His name is Rowdy Gooch.
Rowdy Gooch.
Oh, that poor child.
Legend.
He better be great at a lot.
Yeah.
Of cool stuff.
Man, and the Mormons named him that. Were they Mormons?
Yeah, the entire.
What's
the
it? Oh, they get together and have community namings. They hold it up like Simba.
We vote for the circle of life.
Rowdy Gooch.
I dub thee Rowdy Gooch. Ew. The hell picked that out of a hat?
The final radio video.
He's got an unruly vagina for a name. Rowdy Gooch.
Is this guy in South America? He's in the Brazilian rainforest. And for publicity... He puts four South American rattlesnakes into his mouth, holding their heads there for about 35 seconds, then letting go. So the bodies are just hanging out of his mouth.
Is he dead now?
Nope. He's a snake handler, so he knows what he's doing
a little bit.
Those
are
this is in protest
size.
Of, you know, taking a protest in deforestation.
Okay.
This is how he's protesting it?
Yep.
I don't know how
Let's hope those people listen.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Yeah.
I don't get anything that this guy's
doing. At about... to about the 2:30
he's
mark.
He's picking up snakes and...
He picks them up individually. Now he's got all four.
Holding them.
Pairs them off.
This is ridiculously stupid.
And...
Making sure the mouths are closed.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
Don't you want him to get bit a little bit?
I want him to die from this. And he's going to eat them?
It's like when...
He'll put them in his mouth, all four.
He's just showing up.
How many times has he done
And then he'll stand
the
up and just have
four
snakes hanging out of his mouth.
kill him.
I'm Pribdar Abdujaidis, and I am Jackass.
Working it, working it.
This just seems irresponsible at best. Kids, don't put snakes in your mouth.
I think I can hear some song in the background.
Yeah, they're deforesting right now.
Fast forward to the end.
Does he get hit, Brady? Does this guy die from this?
At the end, check out. I think it looked like it got his arm.
Oh, good. And these are super deadly?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. They're Brazilian
paralysis.
Yeah, they're all things Brazilian. They just got great asses.
Yeah.
Even their snakes have great asses.
How are they not biting him?
Well, he's biting them currently.
Now watch this. Watch the...
Left arm, right arm. Oh, he might have gotten nibbled on.
Just the way he reacts on the arm, he's like, I better get the stick on the last two here. But he does bring him up by his face.
He's an idiot.
And he's in bare feet and the snake's right by his foot. You're dumb.
Well, he deserved everything that happens to him. Did they stop cutting trees down immediately after that display?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how that helps, really.
He's just showing off. He's trying to... He's the Logan Paul of... I know Brady is in love with that guy. He's the Logan Paul of Brazil.
I mean, tying yourself to a tree works better, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The one they're going to cut down? Yeah. It's usually... Like, you tie a child to a tree, it's like, can't do it now, can you?
That's usually the best.
I'll keep doing this if you don't stop.
Yeah. That's why you need to... That would be great to take, like, orphanages and just tie, like, kids to tons of trees and just have tons of orphans out there. Like, you can't cut these down. If you do, these little unloved kids will get chopped up.
That'll be on Sesame Street, too. 4 Brazilian rattlesnake heads.
You think?
Then I'll finally get up to 10.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just dumb. That guy's just dumb. I never really got into the whole playing with snakes idea as something I think is clever or fun.
Oh, the safe ones, garter snakes.
Oh, and even then, just let them be.
Yeah, when you're a kid.
When you're a kid, you're an idiot. That's the point. When you're an adult, it's like, all right, leave it alone. That's dumb. And it's funny because it's snakes only. Like, if you saw a mountain lion, you wouldn't go up and go, what's up, dude? Just smack it on the nose. We try to pick them up and...
Become friends with him.
Yeah, but, I mean, you'll pick him up, but like if there's a wild cat, you're not going to go try to pick him up. For some reason, snakes, people do that. It's dumb.
Snakes are easier than wild cats.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But they're poisonous.
Not all.
Oh, okay, the ones that people want to play with.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, look, watch. It's just stupid. I don't get it. Just put it down and then they're done.
Plenty of non-poisonous ones that can mess you up, too.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with them.
Pythons, boas.
And you're a biblical man, Brady. You should hate snakes. You should leave them alone. They caused all this trouble.
I enjoyed handling them growing up, having a couple of pet snakes.
But you were a dumb kid, so you should have gotten over that. And you probably
most
did.
Most of them got out. You know, the neighbors didn't like that.
It's trouble, and nobody wants them, yeah.
John, how are you not in support of this? You've often said to thin the herd, the snake challenge will now be the new social media craze and we'll get rid of all the idiots.
Totally for it. I'm not saying stop that guy. I'm just saying he's dumb. I'm stating the obvious. That doesn't stop dummies. Dummies keep going out there. I hope there's a mountain lion challenge. I think you send me pictures of you trying to lift a mountain lion. I'm thrilled that anybody who follows on that one is just, I'm all for you.
Yeah, step it up a notch.
Yeah, show me
Kodiak Island.
Yeah, clean and jerk a mountain lion. Clean and jerk a mountain lion for me somewhere up in Payson right now. Make it happen.
Curl.
Yeah, curl one. They're fun. Anybody takes me up on it, I'm like, I did the world a favor. And there you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.